just an apple a day to keep the doctor away. Shape up with Body and Soul.
938 Live. Oh, welcome back to Body and Soul on 938 Live. This is your daily health check. Today we're talking about a little bit about spine health and back health in association with horse riding safety and health. We're taking that discussion together with Adjunct Associate Professor Hee Hwan Tak. He's Medical Director and Senior Consultant of the Center for Spine and Scoliosis Surgery. You can look them up at Paragon Medical Center. If you have any questions, 669-11938. Profi, I know a lot of parents, especially now, are looking for new sports and new activities for their kids in particular. You know, you see junior golf and you see junior all sorts of things, you know, I've seen, which I'm really surprised because these are very adult-oriented things. Junior fencing, for example. Horse riding is another thing that's become very popular, particularly for young kids. In terms of spinal development or spinal health, let's say, starting from a young age on something like horse riding, other things to consider?
Yes, definitely with your introductory statement, I think there are a lot of this kind of non-conventional activities that parents would like to enroll the kids in. But
what happened to playing with your Legos at home? I mean, that would be enough last time.
I mean, those are still popular, I think you can see from the attendances at the Legoland. But, you know, people want more variety nowadays. There are more choices.
Yeah.
So I think, but these are all called informed choices. We need to tell them what they're in for. And with that, they make their decision for their kids, you see. So just now in the first segment, we were concentrating more about the spine being brought in the flex position, you know. There are other issues because the horse is being a living thing. You have issues with acceleration and deceleration. Sometimes the body is being brought forward very fast paced and also brought backwards. This is what we mean by acceleration, deceleration. So constantly undergoing that sort of movements may again subject the spine to negative repercussions. You know, the first portion of the spine that breaks down is often the intervertebral, disc. That's the cushion between the vertebral bodies. To understand why the disc degenerates so easily is because the disc doesn't have a very good strong inherent blood supply. The nutritional supply comes from the goodwill of the surrounding vertebral bodies. So the vertebral bodies, the bones get all the best stuff, and the remaining will filter through the micro channels into the disc. So as we age, these pores or micro channels will get clogged up. We call it micro calcification, formation of calcium deposits, similar to formation of calcium deposits in our coronary vessels. So I think with this loading, with this acceleration, deceleration, this will encourage the micro calcification to form more, leading to lack of nutrition, leading to less ability of the disc to recover, to regenerate itself from any insult that it sustained, you see. So, so all this application of various forces, whether deceleration or whether acceleration, number two is constant maintenance of this static position, which is often a forward bending position, repetitive motion imparted from the horse. And this will all culminate into issues. And although we just concentrate mainly on spine, but they can also lead to issues on the lower extremity joints, lower extremity joints, or even in upper extremity. You know, for example, just go off tangent from horse riding. Patients who do a lot of work that involves a lot of vibration, like piling work, construction work.
Yes,
those workers have a very high incidence of getting a carpal tunnel syndrome, where the nerve called the median nerve that runs across the wrist get compressed. So they experience a lot of tingling, numbness of the fingers. So which cannot also occur with constant or horse riders, you see.
It sounds really like this culmination of factors can make for a risky activity for some individuals, especially when done the wrong way. So what is the right way and how do we protect our spine? We're going to get more advice from Adjunct Associate Professor Hee Hwan Tak, Medical Director and Senior Consultant at the Center for Spine and Scoliosis Surgery, that's located at Paragon Medical Center. More with Body and Soul in just a moment.